Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty P. Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Devoted to Him Ministries is committed to winning the lost and building up the body of Christ through broadcasting the Word of God with fire, faith, and power, teaching all nations and lifting up the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today's message is designed to help you grow in every area of your being. Through the devoted lifestyle, we can all win. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. James 5:16. And now, Devoted to Him Ministries founder, Misty P. Long.
Well, hello. I am so glad to be able to communicate with you today. It's always great to come out into radio land and be able to share heart to heart, breast to breast, and mind to mind about these things concerning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father and the sweet Holy Spirit. It's another day to be able to walk by faith and to know that God is with us every step of the way, to know that God has gone before us, and to know that God has prepared his blessings with every step that we take. That's a wonderful thing to know as believers and as Christians and as ones who love the Lord. So we just thank you for coming into Devoted to Him Global Ministries and fellowshipping with us and hearing the word of God and joining in on the conversation and sharing about the conversation with those who you know and those who you love, who you know will benefit from some spiritual encouragement, who will benefit from the building up of their faith as we come together in the Word of God, excited about Jesus, excited about the Holy Spirit, and moving in the power of His anointing. And so I always love talking about faith because, hey, that is the life I live. I wouldn't know what to do if I couldn't get up and just believe God every day, believe Him every day for the very breath that I breathe, for every step that I take, for every move that I make, you know, to believe Him that, you know, all things do truly work together for my good because I love Him and I'm called according to His purpose. That's Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. You know that all things that happen every single day are not good, but that faith and the belief that because I'm with Him is going to work together for my good. That gives me something to get up every morning to be excited about, another opportunity to trust God. So we just thank Him today that we are the people of faith. And like I said, I highly recommend the faith lifestyle. You know, if you need a prescription, I prescribe faith. I think there's no other way to live. And as I told one of my ministry partners last night, if we're not going to believe God, then what are we going to do? I mean, you know, there's really nothing else to do. There's nothing for you if you're not going to wake up every morning and say, hey, I'm just going to believe God today. I'm going to believe every word that He wrote in that Bible. I'm going to believe every promise that He's shown me is mine. I'm going to stand on it. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to continue to believe it and continue to speak it. And I know that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. In due time, I will reap if I don't faint and I don't give up. You know, faith is now. Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is. That's the most powerful place you can live is in now. Now, and that's when you live in the supernatural. Because faith, everything that faith believes now. Faith is not believing yesterday. Faith is not believing tomorrow or getting ready to believe next year. Or faith is not getting prepared to believe 10 years from now. Faith always believes now by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. Now my God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glories in Christ Jesus. Now God is great on the inside of me than whatever obstacle or battle I may be facing. Now greater is God in me than he that's in the world. Now I do not have a spirit of fear, but I have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind, a deep and undisturbed mind. Now I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. That's the most powerful place in the world you can live, is in the now of God. So we're just thankful for you, and we're thankful for the word of faith, even the word of faith that we speak, even the word that's in our hearts, even the word that we confess on every broadcast with our mouths. We confess and confess and confess. We continue to hear the word and hear the word and hear the word. And then we confess and confess and confess with our mouths. And then we know that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, we are delivered from whatever we need to be delivered from. We are saved from whatever we need to be saved from. So it's important to stay right at the spot where the glory comes out. And that is the word of God. Because faith comes by hearing. And not just hearing one time. Come on now, you all that listen week after week after week and show after show after show. I want you to know you're in the will of God. Because faith comes by, if you look at that word in the Greek that means hearing, it means it doesn't mean hear one time. But faith comes by hearing and 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 then hearing again. Never stop hearing. As long as you're on this earth, as long as you're on this side, if you're going to stay in faith, you got to keep hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And we thank God for a vehicle like radio, because that's all we're doing on the radio is hearing. We're listening. We can't see much on the radio, but we're still in the will of God because we're hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And by faith, we know that everything he promised shall come to pass as we continue to believe. So that's basically, if you want to say who is Misty Long in a nutshell, I think faith is a good way to say it. Because I wake up to walk by faith. I walk by faith all day, and I go to bed by faith, trusting and believing God. And that's really what I believe the mission God has for me. He sent me to a Bible school, you know, where the founder and leader of that school, God told him, go teach my people faith. He was 16 years old, and he did that till he was 86 years old. All he did was teach God's people faith. And God, I didn't know that man, didn't know him from Paul, and start hearing him on the radio. When I was a college, you know, freshman, sophomore, junior, start hearing the man on the radio. And I could tell in the natural human, just listening to him, that I had nothing in common with him, humanly speaking. There was nothing I was hearing in his human makeup and what I could tell about him and his background that I really had anything in common with. He was a man. I was a woman. He was way older than I was. I think that we're both Southerners, and we come from states that are they're right next to each other. That might have been about it. But the word that was coming out of his mouth, coming from his spirit and out of his mouth, the word of God, the teaching of the gospel, and the teaching of faith, and the teaching of faith in God and faith in God's word. Oh, my Lord, I got chills every time I heard it. It went all over me, all through me. I mean, it was like, I mean, it was just like I had come home. It was like, wow, this is it. And I continued to listen for several years after that. It may have been 5, 6, 7 years off and on. And then, of course, I began to listen to others that were preaching this same message. You know, and then all of a sudden, it used to be Christian television was a joke to me when I was growing up. You know, as a kid, I just thought that was hilarious. I made sure to turn from that channel. I thought they were nuts. But after I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and then began to take another look at Christian television, there were many there on Christian television teaching the word of God in such a way that just, wow, it was like I just knew, amen, 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 this is so true, this is so true, this is so true. And they were a diverse group of people, all different ages, all different races, male and female, all different parts of the country. Some of them even lived in other countries, didn't even live in the United States. But the word of God was unified. How many of us know it's only one gospel? It's only one Jesus. Come on now. It's only one word of God. Paul said one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God of us all. And, you know, once I sold out to God and became dedicated to God, then I knew when I was hearing the word. The teacher might have been more mature than I was, might have been further along in faith. faith in Christ than I was, may have been saved longer than I had been saved, but I knew when the anointing hit my spirit. I knew when the Holy Ghost was talking to me through another human being. I knew when I was hearing the authentic word of God being taught by a person with integrity who lived what they were teaching, who had been taking the word and been through the fire with the word, and were coming out of that fire to feed the people of God. My little spirit, even when I was a baby Christian, my little spirit just knew that it knew that it knew when the word's coming. I didn't say amen and everything. Now, I know I can be emotional and I can be excitable, and if you've been listening to me long enough on the radio, I don't have to tell you that. My co-host here is the more calm one, though she can get happy sometimes too, but I get happy every time. Any bad word comes, I'm a very passionate person, okay? But believe it or not, I don't say amen to everything and everybody, you know. It has to hit me a certain way, you know, and I have to have that knowing beyond my intellect, beyond my human senses. It has to touch my spirit because we are, first of all, spirit. That's really who we are. And spirit knows spirit. And I know when it's an anointed word of God and a word of God that's on a mission. And a word of God that was sent to impact me personally. And I have to say, even if it hurt, even if it embarrasses me, even if it catch me, even if that word exposes a fault or a sin in my life, I still have to say amen. I still have to say amen to the truth, even if it's a truth that's challenging me or stretching me or hurting me. You know, a word that may be disappointing me or making me feel bad about a weakness in my life, I still have to say amen. So let it be. Truth, you speak in truth, preacher. You speak in truth. Lord, give me strength to rise up higher. Lord, give me strength to be better. Lord, give me strength to grow. So we just thank God for you today, and we're real excited because, you know, we're getting ready to have a faith meeting over in Oklahoma City, and I'm just bursting. I want to kind of calm myself down because I don't want to tell everything because then you won't want to come because I done told everything. But all I want to say to you is going to be the only kind of meeting I know how to hold, which is a good old faith meeting, faith in the Holy Ghost. And we're going to have a great time. And we got some really practical things we're going to be doing that's going to put something in your hand that you can that's going to be an object or an anchor of your faith that you can cast your faith on, that you're going to be able to walk out of there and take home with you and be able to use it the days and months ahead as a way to keep your faith strong, to keep your vision strong, to keep your dream in front of you, and to literally be able to see that dream come to pass. Now, I know that's saying a lot. I know that's a huge promise, but I'm telling you, it's been tried and proven and it works. And my staff, the team, is very excited about it, and we're already doing it ourselves because, you know, you can't lead where you don't go and you can't teach what you don't know. And I'll be sending out communications on Facebook, and I'm getting ready to send out several really big newsletters to several big email groups me and some of my staff have. And we only got about 3 weeks left, and so we're going to really, really be getting the word out because I think that this is something that's going to be a blessing in Oklahoma City. We're holding that Ralph Ellison Library on Northeast 23rd Street Saturday, June the 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I know that if you're in the area, the Holy Ghost wants you there. You're going to learn a lot, and you're going to be around people who live a faith lifestyle and who can be encouraging, who can be challenging, loving people, people that you want to know, people that are going places in God and in His Spirit. It's always good to have good connections and to have the right friends because, see, we sharpen one another like iron sharpens iron. And we're going to have some good food, and we're just going to have a wonderful time, some good word, some good laughs, excellent music, and then, of course, we're actually going to be doing an activity that is going to be creative and artistic and explosive. It's going to be a meeting that you will never forget. And like I said, the creativity that you're going to participate in, you're going to actually be able to take home with you and be able to use as a witness to family and friends, and also be able to use to build your faith and get your faith in a place where you can actually begin to see your breakthrough come and see the miraculous and see your dreams come true. Take my word at that. Come and see. Come and see. The woman at the well said, come see a man. Come and see. And glory to God. So anyway, this episode is just to do what we always do every week, like I said, and that is to teach God's people faith. Co-host Patricia Jones is on here, and Patricia, I'm sorry I got carried away. I forgot to let you say hello to the audience. But Patricia's going to give a demonstration from her own personal life of what I've been talking about just now, because she's one who lives a faith lifestyle, been living it for years, decades now. And she's had many a victory with her faith. And she's even had some exciting lifelong dreams come to pass this year. She's had one major lifelong dream come to pass. And she's got another one she's working on a few months from now. But she's one who has been willing, who said yes to God, said yes to Jesus, and has been willing to go into all the world and take the gospel and to teach the nations. And to know that all authority and all power has been given to Jesus, and that he has placed that mantle upon us to continue his work and be his ambassadors on earth. She's been faithful to that, and she's got a lot of testimonies in her arsenal. And there's one particular testimony that she shared with me a few days ago. She was burning to share on the broadcast today, something to encourage you, to strengthen you, some Holy Ghost medicine's about to be released. So get your iPad out, get your smartphone out, get your pen and paper, get on the edge of your seat, because Minister Jones is about to share with us an episode from her life where she actually took the word of God, believed it, received it, meditated on it, spoke it out, and God brought it to pass. So, Pat, why don't you go ahead and share that with us?
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. I was sharing with Misty yesterday what I was going to share today, and I had been believing to take a mission trip to Africa. And, of course, Misty knows about that mission trip because it's where we met. We met doing the process of planning for the mission trip, and, of course, we were there together on missions to Africa. And that it has developed into a ministry. Amen.
Amen.
Well, during that time, I had thought about Africa and thought about going to Africa, and I said, well, I think it would be a good trip for me to take. It would be a good mission trip. And, you know, I had that desire. And so one night I was at church, and I was doing, altar ministry. And a lady went down for prayer, and I went down to pray for her. And as soon as I laid my hands to pray for her, I began to see myself in Africa. I began to see myself in all these children around, beautiful children just around me, you know. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to go to Africa, you know. So then after that, I did have opportunity to go to Africa. There was a mission trip that was going from my church where I went to Bible school. They were going to go to Africa. And I decided, well, I'll just go ahead and, apply for that trip. And I just want to share with you, three things, three steps that I feel like is that it helped me to make that reality. Okay, so number one is, is it God's will for you? Do you believe it's his will and it's your desire? Well, I felt that it was his will. And then number two is take steps towards your what you believe in God for. So I went and got the application for the ministry trip. I filled it out. There's an interview with the host that was taking that was leading the trip. So I had an interview with him. And then on that interview, he began to tell me about the mission trip. And then he mentioned there's some kids in the orphanage. And I said, yes, that's it. That's what Lord was showing me. That's it. And so that encouraged me even more. All right, so then he told me the cost. And then, it sounds kind of enormous, but for a trip like that, of course, it was reasonable. And so I began to plan the money, believe God for the money. And I had gotten the third step I had down here was to take action, okay? All right, so I did pay the deposit with the application. And then to take an action, I began to believe God for the money. And I sent out some letters to friends and some friends to raise money for the trip. okay? And also, I had some income tax money that came back, so I used that for the trip, and then that paid for half of it, and the other half, I had those letters that had been sent out. And those letters came back, and they sent me, the money back. And, I had several people to give $100, just this one person, several people giving $100. So from all that, I was able to pay the other half. So anyway, I got the money for the trip, and I was working this job, and it opened the door where I get some overtime. And this lady at work, she told me, she says, "Well, God's opened up the door so you can get some money to pay for your trip." I thought, well, that's pretty good for an employer. So anyway, I was able to work 80 hours that week. I added up and I had to work 80 hours that week. And that added on was enough that I had to go. And so what I'm saying is that vision he gave me became reality. Well, of course, I had to do the steps and take action with it. But it came to pass, and I did go on the trip. And it was glorious, and I think it would be a trip that I would always remember, just forever. For us, the kids, considering we did go to a school, was able to minister to the kids there at the school, and I did, was able to meet the kids in the orphanage, and they were the sweetest, joyful kids you could ever see in your life. They were so happy to see us, so playful. I mean, it was awesome. Yeah. So, amen. Our faith works, yes.
Amen, amen. That is awesome. And, that's just the pattern, you know. You get time in the Word, you know, in your own personal study and in listening to your pastor and other anointed ministers of God, you know, give time for that Word to really get down in your spirit. And as that happens, just like with Pat, you know, you just be going about your daily life, like washing dishes one day or driving down the street or laying hands on somebody to pray for them or something. All of a sudden, your spirit, it'll just drop in your spirit. It'll just come to your mind some specific directions. Call so-and-so. You need to go found a church. You need to pastor a church. You need to go on a mission trip. You'll begin to see a vision of you getting married or maybe being pregnant. You'll see yourself pregnant, and you may sit there like, "Wow, it just seemed like I saw a vision of myself getting pregnant, and I'm not even married yet. What's that about?" Well, you know, God's going to show you the steps to take. He's going to show you the steps to take, or he'll show you, you know, with some finances. Maybe there's some miraculous finances. You'll just get a vision of it. And you may sit there at the moment you first see it and think, "Wow, I'm barely paying my bills now. How in the world did I see stacks of money and me having enough money to finance people, you know, who are, you know, I don't really necessarily feel led to go preach in India or Africa or China. You know, I don't feel led to do that, but why did I see stacks and stacks of money and me giving out money to preachers when I can barely pay my own bills now?" Well, see, that's God showing you. That's God showing you. That's that Word awakening in you. And then, you know, you just continue to take the steps you need to take, you know, to get to where you need to get so that vision will come to pass. And so that's exactly how it works. And we actually, when it gets to that point that God is speaking to you directly, it may be something as simple as for you to go over and knock on your neighbor's door and share Christ with your neighbor. You may have a dream one night of you and your neighbor standing out between your two yards, talking about Jesus and winning your neighbor to Christ and your neighbor and your neighbor's family going to church with you. It may be that simple of a vision. But when it gets to the point that the Word is actually talking to you specifically, we call that a rhema word. You know, when it's still on the written page and you're studying and you're teaching and you're being taught, that's the logos word. The Greek word that is logos, that's the written word. But if you spend enough time in that written word, eventually the word is one day going to become what we call rhema, which means that the word actually jumps off the page and begins to talk about your specific situation, and God begins to give you specific instructions. Go here, do that. God spoke to me and said, hey, it's time for you to leave Oklahoma City and go to this Bible school. And God didn't say just any Bible school. The rhema word that came to me was he named a specific Bible school. He said, get up and go. And you know it says in the book of Genesis that Abraham, God spoke one word to Abraham. He said, get up and get out of here and go to a place I'm sending you. And I'm going to bless you in that place. And, you know, God didn't give Abraham as much as he gave Pat. At least Pat saw a country, and she knew it was Africa. And at least the person that's being led to witness to their neighbor next door who they have maybe never, ever had a conversation with, at least they had a vision or a dream where they actually knew who it was and knew the person lived next door and knew what they needed to do. God just said to Abraham, hey, buddy, I'm going to bless you when you get there. I'm going to bless you on the way. Just get up and go to land I'm going to show you as you get going. Abraham didn't even have that much. And, you know, the Bible says that all those who walk by faith, Abraham is our father. Wow. Wow. Abraham's our mentor. Come on, Pat. Abraham's our example. God gave it. All it takes is one word. It'll even take a whole sentence from God. All it takes is like Pat just saw one flash of a scene with orphans in Africa. That's all she saw. You can say one thing. God didn't show her a whole 2-hour movie's worth. Come on, Pat. God didn't show her 5 days worth of the whole mission trip from the time she left here to the time she got to where the plane stopped in Europe and then Nairobi, and then, you know, 25 or 30 of us got on the bus and drove 400 miles out into the bush, and we went to orphanages and schools and churches and tent meetings, and oh, it was a wonderful adventure. God didn't show all that. He showed her one scene from, come on, let's shout now. He showed her one thing. It said, as one famous preacher says, get ready, get ready, get ready. God said to Pat, you see this? Get ready, get ready, get ready, sister. And then Pat began, and then, well, okay, God showed her that. And then she went to a church service, and then the church that she goes to, and then they talked about a trip to Africa. So Pat saw an opportunity to begin to work that word, try that word out, try that word out. Was it faith, foolishness, or presumption? Well, she tried it out. Turned out, it worked out. Did the whole thing by faith. Whole thing in integrity and uprightness. She didn't have to do anything crooked. She didn't have to lie. She didn't have to beg. She didn't have to steal. She just had to believe God. Come on, Pat. She just had to believe God each step of the way, and God brought everybody in, because you know what? It was God. The vision of the orphanage in Africa, God birthed that in her spirit. That's the way it works. And God came to Abraham thousands of years ago and spoke in his spirit, and Abraham was doing good. Abraham was happy where he was at. He was considered successful. They say very wealthy, very prominent in the community, established. Abraham had a wonderful life. It wasn't like Abraham had a miserable life and then God said, hey, you know, let me get up and get you out of here. Abraham had a wonderful life. But God spoke to him and said, I got something better. Pack up your house, your wife, your kids, your servants, your animals, your silver, your gold, whatever you own, whatever you care about, pack it all up. Get ready to go to a land that I will show thee. And that's all Abraham had. He got up and obeyed. That's what we call walking by faith. And if you don't take those steps, you'll never get where the place of blessing that God has for you. How does the world say the phrase, how do you begin a million-mile journey? One step at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So we believe things like this meeting we're getting ready to have, for a lot of people to come to this meeting, this will be their first step to their new tomorrow, their first step to getting their dream back again. Because some people had the word from God or had the vision from God, and they didn't do anything about it, and they lost it. But thank God, Pat, God is the God of more than one chance. This is a place where you can come, start it again. Oh, believing in the invisible, believing in the impossible. As the people of God, we walk by faith and not by sight. The things that are not seen are eternal. The things that we see every day are temporal. the things that have the last name, the spirit realm. The things in the spirit realm are more real than the thing, than this computer I'm looking at right now. The things of God that I'm believing for in 2015 and 2016 and 2017 are more real than this desk I'm sitting at, more real than this keyboard, more real than this chair. The things of the spirit are substance. They are substantial, and they are evidence of what we're hoping for. So if you want to learn more about that, if you want to be stirred up to remember that, you want to get excited about that truth again, you say, I know that truth. I know that. That ain't the first time I heard that. Wonderful. But we have to hear and hear and hear. As human beings, we are forgetful people. The whole, me and Pat talked about that yesterday, Pat and I. The whole Old Testament is about them forgetting and forgetting. They kept forgetting. They kept forgetting. They kept forgetting the promise of God. They kept forgetting where they were headed in God. They kept forgetting God's instructions. And God had to send prophet after prophet after prophet and priest after priest after priest and king after king after king, and then they still kept forgetting anyway. We are forgetful people. And that's why we have to have the ministry gifts. Jesus left the ministry gifts here because we forget. So he left the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. So he said, so that we all come to the unity of the faith to keep us all from being unstable and being moved by every wind of doctrine, everybody that comes around and says they're a preacher, not really a preacher. Everybody that comes around to prophesy is not really a prophet. Every teaching from that someone's interpreting the word is not accurate or balanced or healthy or sound. So God left the fivefold gifts. It says that he made men and women into gifts to protect the gospel, to protect the people, to teach the people, to remind the people of the promises of God and that they must walk by faith, to remind the people of God that they need to cling to the prophets so they can prosper, to remind the people of God that no matter what's going on the news, no matter what's going on in the world around us, the apostles remind us that we have to continue to build and expand and increase on the kingdom of God until Jesus comes again. We cannot put the kingdom of God aside to watch CNN 24 hours a day and MSNBC and get caught up in Iraq and Iran and North Korea and South Korea and China and every mess that's going on, child trafficking, prostitution, alcoholism, drug addiction. We can't, yeah, these things are always going to be raging. Racism, always going to be racing. And injustice and inequality, they're always going to be raging in this world. We're in this world. We're aware of these things. We minister. We reach out. But in the midst of it all, we have to continue to build. The apostles are builders. The apostles remind the body of Christ every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that no matter what's going on around us, we have to stay focused and we have to keep building the kingdom of God until Jesus comes again. The evangelist is teaching us that no matter what problems are raging, we have to continue to win souls. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until Jesus comes again, we have to continue to win souls. Jesus had to leave the gifts because, hey, we're forgetful. So we just thank God for you. We thank God for the walk of faith and the miraculous. And like I said, we're going to be gathering together to commemorate that and to do some fun projects together that will help us on our journey of faith. To be able to receive that vision and receive that word from God. And then the key thing Pat said was, once we get that word, we got to act on it. And so we're going to be conferring together about the act of faith and the work. Faith without works is dead. Works don't save us. But once you are saved, you have to act on your salvation. You have to act on your faith if you're going to grow and get anywhere in God. Faith without works is like the body without your spirit in it. Once your spirit leaves your body, as far as the world is concerned, you're dead. You're no longer able to function on this side. You've gone into the spirit realm forever. Well, the same thing with faith. Faith with no corresponding action is dead. You're nothing but a zombie walking around the church building. Ain't nothing but a zombie. taking the word in and taking the word in and taking the word in and never acting on it. You get all bloated in the spirit. And then pretty soon you're going to be a troublemaker. The pastor has to deal with the troublemakers that's not acting on their faith, and so then they start gnawing on the pastor. Come on, pastors out there. You know I'm telling the truth about it. Then they all into you. Your sermons are not right. Your family's not right. You're not right. You're not right. It's the focusing on themselves. And what are they hearing from God, and what are they going to act on? We need to stay focused on the right thing, people. So, hey, we thank God for y'all. I don't want to get fussy. I think it's been a good show, and I think we brought up some good points. And, Pat, I want to thank you for sharing your testimony. That's very stirring and very encouraging. And I was privileged to be there. Africa's a beautiful place. And I've been on several trips, and with Jesus Terry, I know I'll go on more. It's nothing like stepping out and getting a piece of that pie. Getting a piece of that opportunity to be able to share on foreign soil the blessings that we have as Christians and as Americans, this freedom that we have, and all the manifold blessings that we have. Fortunate we are. We're only a small percent of the world's population, but America is the most blessed country in the world, and we can go and share that and spread that. It's nothing more fulfilling. Pat said it, you'll never forget it. And so I encourage, even if you don't feel led to be a full-time missionary, I encourage every Christian to go on just one. And really most leaders do. All Christians ought to go on just at least one mission trip. At least one mission trip. It's something that you'll never forget, and it's something that will always be a place in your heart where you feel fulfilled and where you smile, you know, that you did that, you and Jesus did that together. So, hey, you guys have a wonderful week. Thanks for letting us come into your car, your home, your office. And tell about Devoted to Him Global Ministries. Tell about our show. Tell about our meeting that's coming up in a couple weeks here. Again, we'd love to see you there. We just appreciate you. Pat, did you have any final things to say to the audience?
Well, I just hope that that was an encouragement to you. And I just believe God for your dreams and your visions, because they can come to pass.
Amen, amen. Well, Pat, why don't you say a final prayer over our listeners?
Father, I just want to pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I just pray for each person that has a dream and has a plan, Father, a desire that they want the Lord to meet. Father, your word says, write the vision down, make it plain. So I thank you, Lord, that they're going to write it down somewhere, Father, and begin to build on that dream. Begin to take some steps towards that dream. Begin to take action, Father. And I praise you for bringing it reality in their lives. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you. Hey, communicate with us. Facebook, Misty Long, Patricia Jones, Facebook, Devoted to Him Global Ministries, and then our website, devotedtohim.org, and then blogtalkradio.com. Those are all the ways you can communicate with us. Love us. Share your testimony. Ask for prayer requests. You can communicate with us on all those different avenues. Well, we love you and appreciate you. Stay tuned for our final announcements. God be with you until next time. We love you. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Soaring with Eagles in Leadership and Excellence with your host, Misty Long, Director of Devoted to Him Ministries. Please visit our website, devotedtohim.org, and join us on Facebook at Devoted to Him Global Ministries. Join us next time on Soaring with the Eagles in Leadership and Excellence.